I'm joined by Kleanna Lightborn. She is the statewide civil rights organizer for Citizen Action. She's here to talk about bail reform. Kleanna, welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, welcome back. You used to host on Tuesday nights, so it's nice to have you on the other side of the table today. So just to jump in 2019, New York passed legislation on bail reform to update a set of state pretrial laws that had remained largely untouched since 1971. These reforms are poised to take effect in January 2020. Can you just start off by telling us about these laws that have been passed?
So we've got three bills in the pretrial package, and they will end money bail and guarantee pretrial release for a majority of charges. We will also lessen the power of money to incarcerate in bail-eligible cases, and it will guarantee New Yorkers open, early, and automatic access to evidence in their case, so they're not left in the dark or coerced into plea deals, which happens very often in a lot of cases when they are in pretrial. And to go a little deeper into it, in New York's bail reform, cases still eligible for money bail, judges must consider affordability when setting bail. They must make bail decisions on the record, and they must require a third form of bail.
Can I just interrupt you for 1 minute? So recently we had the district attorney, Mary Pat Donnelly, on our show, and I asked her about that point about the cost of bail for different people. And she says they do take that into consideration. She's not supposed to set the same bail, I think she said, to vaguely quote, for someone from the suburbs that shows up with their parents versus someone who is facing economic challenges. So is that just not actually taking place as much as it should be right now? It's up to the judge's discretion. What is the reform on that? Can you just explain it a little further? Because I wasn't sure I completely understand.
Well, it has been left to the judges to use their discretion in setting bail. I don't think there has been a transparent system as to where they would put anything on record as to why they made those bail decisions. So that's what's really been pushed for in this last pretrial package.
Great. Thank you for clarifying. And you were going in depth on a few of these reforms before I interrupted. Did you want to continue?
Sure. I'll actually move on to discovery reform. So in terms of discovery, prosecutors must automatically disclose all the discovery material that they have. So that's all the evidence that they've been able to collect on a case, no later than 15 days after the initial court hearing of the person that has been charged with the harm or the crime.
And just on that, these differences in pretrial services have been changed downstate already. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
And DAs that are pushing back on these reforms say there just aren't enough resources to implement or make it effective up here or make it so they can do their jobs up here. So a lot of DAs and sheriffs have been pushing back against these new reforms. What does Citizen Action have to say to these DAs, sheriffs, and some Republican lawmakers that are pushing back against these reforms?
I think that it's really important to remember that these are people's lives, that these are people who are legally innocent in our criminal justice system, in this mass incarceration system. And we need to remember that this work is done with community safety in mind. And how safe are we keeping our communities if we are pulling people from their families and out of their homes and away from their jobs, only to keep them away for something that they've not even been charged guilty for? This is something that we really need to figure out. I believe that once we center the humans at the center of this work, at the center of what we're really fighting for, people that are sitting in jail, people that are terrified, people that really deserve to know everything that's going on with their case. I think that being able to reconfigure offices and people being able to figure out the person power in their offices, and with these new reforms, this would give an opportunity to really throw out a lot of cases that have been dragged on for longer than they should have in the first place.
Maybe I can just read you a quote from District Attorney Donnelly. She said, "These reforms will not promote justice in Rensselaer County. On the contrary, these laws put public safety at risk. I urge residents to reach out to your New York State legislators and let them know that you are concerned." Kleanna Lightbourne, do you feel like district attorneys are trying to build a public opinion around fear to fight against the reforms?
I believe so. I believe at the end of the day, when you look at the reforms, they were created to protect poor people, Black people, brown people, from unfair laws and systems that keep them incarcerated at higher rates than folks who historically don't get singled out. We need to redefine what it means to have a community of public safety. I think we need to redefine what it means to have public safety. Punitive justice, criminal justice the way it is today, does not work. When we have someone who is struggling with addiction, putting them in jail does not work. When we have someone who is struggling with mental health crises, putting them in jail does not work. Putting them in jail without bail does not work. These are not ways to keep our communities safe. These are ways that keeps our communities divided. These are ways that we are pulling individuals that mean so much to people in our community. These are family members. These are siblings and children and parents. We need to redefine what justice looks like, what it looks like to be a community and to hold one another accountable and to hold one another in general in a healing space. And it's just putting one another in jail this way and just demanding bail and putting a price on one another's freedom is just, it's not the way. And essentially this is what a pushback on bail reform is saying, that your freedom should have a price tag on it.
These bail reform laws, there hasn't been reform since the 1970s. As an organization like Citizen Action, can you talk about the work that your organization has done to help get these reforms into place?
We wouldn't have been able to have these reforms happen without working in coalition with so many other organizations. This truly was a large coalition effort, and it happened over many, many, many years. This happened with research, with writing and rewriting, and really when it passed, it was just a moment of like, wow, this is where, you know, this is why we do this work. And fighting to protect this reform, we do it gladly because we know that it's the right thing to do. The people deserve to be home with their families and that there are other ways to hold people accountable. That mass incarceration, that mass criminalization, it's just not the way to do it.
Now, in that fight to make sure that these reforms are implemented in the best way possible, there is a rally on Tuesday at the Rensselaer County Courthouse. I believe it's on Human Rights Day. Can you tell me a little bit about this rally? I know it's mainly sponsored by the Justice for Demeek group, but Citizen Action is in partnership.
Yes, we're so excited to join. So Human Rights Day is a day that's actually celebrated annually. It's on December 10th every year, and we will be joining Justice for Demeek and a number of other coalitions. On Tuesday, December 10th, we'll be meeting in front of the Rensselaer County Courthouse that's on 82nd Street in Troy, New York. We'll be there at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and we'll have a number of speakers there. We'll have community organizations, faith leaders, elected officials, and directly impacted Capital District residents. We'll be discussing the pretrial system as it has devastated numerous communities. So we'll be talking about how to fight rollbacks of the pretrial reforms, If you do want more information, please check out the Capital District Citizen Action of New York Facebook page. We have an event there. Or you can look up Capital District Press Rally for Freedom.